evening all. Bell and Sperling show coming up.
Yes.
With him, Johnny Sperling.
No, it's me. I say it first.
Oh, dear. Go on.
With him, Martin Bell.
Yeah.
And you say.
Oh, what's your name?
Bill.
That's it. Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking about the coronation. Everything involved with the coronation. Anything to do with the king, the queen, the prince.
Princess.
Well, not all the princes. Going to talk about the old Jubilee in 77. What did you do? Street parties. Great, weren't they? You tell a kid now, street party, they go, what?
Do you know what? There is, I'll tell them afterwards.
All right. Don't tell them at all. Keep it a secret.
Amore has a bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
Going to talk about the old royal wedding. I mean, when Charles married Diana, what was you doing? You know, where was you? What was, you know, was it John 1981?
81, yes. What was you doing?
I loved her.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
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 I wasn't too keen.
Stop it. Here we go. It's all coming up on the Bell and Sperling show. Stay with us. Funny old football results as well, John. We'll have to talk about that. Funny old football results.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Your team are mad, Spurs.
Popped out, didn't they?
West Ham are much better. Arsenal have let it go. And Chelsea. Welcome to the Bell and Sperling show with me, Martin Bell.
Oh, you're doing it wrong again.
What is your name?
No, I'm not going to say you get my name
go on,
wrong.
Then. So, what do
it's,
I do?
You say, welcome to the Bell and Sperling show, yeah. And I say, with him, Martin Bell.
Oh, yeah.
And then you say, with him, Johnny Sperling.
Oh, do you know what?
It's something that we've rehearsed.
Yeah,
Bell.
But I can't. I just can't remember doing it.
It shows polish,
we did
my
that.
Friend.
We did that on the previous station that we worked
on. We did.
On. Yeah.
We were good as well.
I quite like
it. Until I got sacked.
I quite like it this way, though. But I don't know what we're doing.
You like it like that, do you?
Yeah, I like it like that. Yeah.
We haven't got a producer anymore.
No.
We used to have a producer.
Well, they sacked him as well.
I think they sacked everyone.
In fact, our producer, by the way, worked yesterday on the interview with Donald Trump.
Yeah, of course he did, yeah.
Yeah,
he very interesting. Did you watch it?
I haven't had a chance to. What was interesting about it?
It's just interesting.
With Farage?
With Nigel, don't mention him. if you mention Farage, you're a bigot and a racist and everything else.
If people don't know that we do the Nigel Farage show and we go around the country and
we do satirical songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Having a little bit of a laugh
about the news.
Oh, you can't do that anymore.
No.
You know, a little bit of a laugh about the news, a little bit of light relief, like they always did, like the two Ronnies did, like everybody did years ago, didn't they? Mm. Not the 9 o'clock news, took the mickey out of everybody.
Yeah. Mm.
Right?
And which we have done. We've taken the mickey out of the
left, the right,
Jeremy
you want
Hunt,
to...
out of Boris them. Johnson, yes. Out of Nicola Sturgeon.
All of them.
In fact, we haven't even gone for Keir Starmer, have we?
Not yet. But it does put you off because yesterday, I want to talk about this for a second, Bell, because my blood is still boiling.
Mm.
You got an email. Not an email. On our Bell and Sperling page.
But this is nothing compared to the 60,000 comments that we got for performing on Farage's show a couple of weeks ago.
No.
We had 3.2 million views of our video. And suddenly, we are the worst people on earth.
Yes,
just because the association.
Yeah, the association with Nigel.
Mm.
And as I always tell people, I'm neither left nor right or middle or anything.
I think you look well, though.
Do I?
It's the way you walk.
It's a weird thing with what's going on at the moment. This you're not allowed cancel
to,
culture.
It is. And they want to kill debate. And you're right. There was somebody that wrote on our page yesterday, I used to go and see Bell and Sperling 20 years ago performing in a pub that was in Loughton that is now a block of flats on some houses. Yeah. And it was always a good night. But now they work with Farage, so they're obviously...
Yeah, their careers have sunk.
We're obviously bigots and racists.
Of course.
Yeah. So,
but you noticed, didn't you, and that he's a Labour supporter. Right. And, of course, Labour have been in a lot of trouble recently with a certain Diane Abbott.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying those, well, incredible things about saying that you can't be racist against the Jews.
Mm.
Of course you can't.
Or ginger people.
She said that ginger people, she likened it to people being called... I mean, it's mad.
Yeah, I mean, like, people say
we don't get into politics anyway.
Don't really get into that. But, you know, I wanted to reply to them. You never reply to these people because you'll end up sort of trying to fight thousands of people that you really don't even know. And I wanted to say, it's funny how that you sort of said our careers have sunk that far, that the fact that we'd... You know, he still wants us singing in the pub for his amusement.
Yeah, and we're on the
years
telly.
Ago, and we're on the telly, and we've sold 500,000 records, and every 2 years the World Cup comes around.
Oh, our careers have sunk,
But we've really sunk, you know, because he wants us still in the pub for his
monkeys. It's the old George Best story, one of the greatest, isn't it?
Mm.
George Best is in bed with two Miss Worlds.
That's right.
Yeah. And the waiter comes in, or wherever he was, the concierge. Looks
a £1,000 all over the floor.
There's £1,000 all over the bed.
Yeah.
He's got two Miss Worlds with him.
Yeah.
Champagne. He says, "Oh, George, where did it all go wrong?" But it's true.
Yeah. You see, people don't want, there's certain people that don't want you, they want to keep you where you were.
Yeah.
And this guy, I used to go and see him in the pub, and which we did. We used to play that place, and we used to have it rammed.
Rammed,
great.
Fantastic.
But, you know,
nights.
Our career's moved on. And yes, our career has moved on to the point where we are working on GB News.
On GB News,
and working with Nigel, amongst other people.
Amongst other people,
Have some of that, son. Do you know what? Anyway, we're going to talk about the Royal...
Well, it's a coronation-themed show, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Everything to do with...
Coronation-themed. Yeah.
Can we go in with this one?
What do you want to go in with?
Well, because we're trying to find people that were called Charles.
Yeah. There's plenty of them.
Who'd had hits.
You know, there was a... I saw the other day, there was a Charles Sperling.
No.
Yeah, in the 50s. And he was like a... He was a black... old blues singer.
Right, yeah.
He had quite a few hits, Charles Sperling.
Did you really?
I didn't know. No.
Really?
There we are.
Maybe that's where you got the influence from, his soulful voice. From Charlie Sperling.
Charles.
Like, was he really? Not Charles, marketed as Charlie?
No. He was Charles Sperling.
Really?
And he had hits in like the mid to late 50s.
Should we try and find one?
You'll never find it.
It's funny because obviously me... Having the name Martin Bell.
Well, you got the Bellamy Brothers.
The Bellamy Brothers. I forgot about that.
Huge.
One. Let your love flow like a mountain stream. Let your love flow. Let your love fly.
If you know what I mean, it's a season.
I mean, we always got that wrong, didn't we?
What has he got? Have we got that?
Yeah. We'll try and find it. It's a great song.
It was a good song.
But, I, you know, obviously my name got shortened to Martin Bell.
Yeah. We did that kind of like because it just sounded good with Bell and Sperling, didn't it?
Yeah.
Bellamy and Sperling has not got the same ring.
I actually think,
It was Clifford, our mate Clifford.
It was the owner of the Royal Oak pub that guy is talking about.
Our friend Dave. Hello, Dave.
He put a poster up saying Bell and Sperling.
That's right. Of course.
But then when we did the interviews after the Sven record with the newspapers, they just said it was Bell and Sperling, so they put me as Martin Bell.
But hang on a second. So when I first met you, what was 32 years ago, people used to call you Bell, didn't they?
I did, yeah. Everyone's always...
I think it's always been Bell. Mm. It's just that was the first official time that it was ever put up, Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a funny story. Teddy Sheringham calls me Marv. Marvin.
Yes, that's right.
He called me Marvin. Not for the fact that I sing Marvin Gaye songs.
No.
We went golf one day
Yeah.
with two of his Tottenham teammates, Darren Caskey.
Oh, blimey.
And Colin Calderwood.
Yes, I remember them too.
Colin was a heavy Scottish accent.
Right? Yes.
So all the way round,
yeah.
Ted's shouting at Mark, like calling me Mark.
And they think it's Mark.
Mark, pick your ball up, or Mark, hit a five iron or whatever.
And they thought it was Marv.
And we went to Facey's nightclub after that.
Oh, yeah.
And Colin Calderwood said, "So, Marv." Marv?
Ted found that funny,
I bet. He said, I thought your name was Marv. He said, "Ted's been calling you Marv all day." I said, "No." So that's why he calls you Marv.
What are we going to start? We're going to play a song?
Yeah,
not?
Because we was talking about Charles.
Yes.
And I loved this song when I was a kid.
When he was a kid.
And when he used to sing this song, Charles Aznavour.
Oh, yeah.
He used to cuddle himself.
He did.
Do you remember?
Well, he was a very good-looking fella.
Yeah.
He probably used to look in the mirror and go, "Do you know what? I fancy you."
Well, he'd go on like Des O'Connor. No, like the Malcolm and Wise show.
Yeah.
And then...
A very, very influential singer in his time.
Yeah.
I think Liza Minnelli and...
Oh, really? All right, let's have a bit of Charles. Going Charles. On the Charles
thing. On the Charles thing.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. She always seems so happy in a crowd, whose eyes can be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I'll care for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears, and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Beautiful, isn't it?
He's no longer with us, is he?
No longer with us.
He's gone.
A few years ago.
I was just making a cup of coffee and I rushed back in.
Smashing about in the kitchen.
Yeah, I've dropped the cup.
There was some other stuff, Joe. Obviously, we were going to try and find songs to do with King, Queen, Prince, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
The band King that came out.
Yes. Paul what was
King.
His name?
Paul King.
Paul King, yeah.
Well, I think he was with me. He interviewed me on VH1. Do you remember he used to host
yes,
VH1?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Well, didn't I come up there?
You come up.
We did a thing.
Yeah.
I was on piano.
You played piano and I sung.
You sang a Prince song.
It was a Prince song, yeah. That's quite strange, isn't it? That we're going to play a Prince song
later.
But he was a really nice guy. And he,
1998.
He hosted. He was one of the first hosts on MTV.
He was. And he was also one of the first hosts on Night Network.
Right.
Do you remember Night Network? 1987?
Isn't that one of your naughty ones?
No.
Like Babe Station.
Night Network.
Right.
It was on ITV's first.
You phone in.
No.
So do your shoelaces up.
You're talking about Babe Station. I phoned him once. Were you there? Do you remember?
Did you?
Yeah, do you remember?
What, the Babe Station?
Yeah.
Did you? I can't can't remember.
They used to have night calls, do you remember? We can't go into it, but
oh, for fun. Yeah.
I think you, Martin was there, and I did it for fun. And I was, and I remember I was Steve from London.
I think I remember. Did you not find out sort of like say, can you? The curtains don't look right behind you, or something?
Yeah,
started redesigning
their
backdrop.
Right.
Their backdrop.
They thought I was going to start being rude, and I thought about their backdrop.
That's brilliant. Yeah. But yeah, going back to Paul King,
no, Night Network. Yeah,
you know everybody in the '80s.
Yeah.
Had to come up with a sort of a gimmick or something to mark. Well, King came up that they wore Dr. Martin boots and they sprayed them all different colours.
Well, they're kind of like a bit of an adamant sort of feel to it, but not quite as aggressive.
It didn't look right.
It wasn't right.
They all had long hair.
Yeah, it was weird.
Almost like a bit of the old Pat Sharp hair going on. Right?
Poor old Pat.
But there was something different. But isn't it funny that my wife went to watch Duran Duran the other night?
Oh, yeah.
And
where?
At the O2.
Obviously without...
without Roger Taylor. Not Roger Taylor. Andy Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. Without I think Andy he's Taylor. A bit better now.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
I think he's getting better.
But she said she was... I mean, it's 40 years of wanting to go to see them. I'd seen them quite a few years back.
Yeah.
And as much as you love Duran, and they were great pop stars, they were a great pop band and everything, quite underwhelming to watch.
Never too keen.
Well, no, she was a massive Duran.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But she just come away from it. She said, they do one hit, then a new song.
Oh, no, don't ever do that.
Don't do it.
It's the worst thing you can do.
So everyone sits down.
Of course.
Right?
You don't do that.
Even the other night, Elton John, even when he's playing ballads, people stood up.
Yeah, because he didn't play anything that you didn't know, did he?
No, he didn't.
No, and you don't do that. But he didn't play an obscure track off of his Made in Britain album or...
No.
You know, he played all the hits. And Duran have had enough hits to play all the hits.
Do you know what? When she was going through all the hits with me, and I'm going, well, they played that.
There aren't that many.
Well, there are, but you know what I would have done?
Hang on, let me close the door.
Close the door, can you? Just because it's a bit windy, isn't it? I can hear people outside the studio having a chat. Close the door quicker than that, though, John. He's having a conversation now. Oh, did you hear that, everyone?
Well, it just shows
no, it was a bit windy. They did have hits because Duran split up and then...
Yeah, they split up a few times.
Well, no, but John Taylor and Andy Taylor went off and done Power Station with Robert Palmer.
Yes.
And Bernard Edwards and Tony Thompson.
Hang on a minute, Power Station was before... Duran's son.
No, what are you talking about?
Power Station.
Duran had all their hits. They had Girls on Film and...
What was it? Power Station? Robert Palmer, that was... Well, 1982, wasn't it?
No,
you're talking...
No, 86, 87.
Really?
Yeah, that area. 85, 86, 87.
Maybe you're right.
And then what happened is Nick Rhodes and Simon Le Bon went off and created Arcadia.
Yeah, I don't really remember that.
Which was good.
Was it?
Both of them were good, yeah. And then when they all got back together, that's when they come up with Ordinary Day. And it
was great.
It basically got them back involved.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I'd like to find a Power Station one. Mm. But the only reason why we're talking about this is because we're sort of talking about the 80s and talking about Paul King. And I thought, let's have a King track. Let's have a Paul King track. Because these tracks probably don't get played that much.
Well, I do hear that's what we're going to play quite often, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
I've not heard it for years.
Haven't you?
No.
Put it on, I'm going to make the coffee.
Okay.
That's what my heart yearns for now. Love and pride. That's what my heart yearns for now. Love and pride. Start your journey. Maybe later.
pride. Paul King. And do you know what? It's so refreshing when you hear a track like that. I don't think they have many hits. I think they maybe one.
Oh, no, I don't remember anymore.
You know, I mean, we had two. People can't call us a one-hit wonder.
No, they can't. They do, though, don't they?
Is that great? It's a great story. Once I'd gone to visit my cousin. He'd bought a little boat down and sort of Burnham on Crouch.
Oh, yeah.
And I went down to see him.
On a barge?
No, it wasn't a barge. Speedboat. You know,
nice.
And I sort of sat there. He said, I've got a couple. They're going to come out with us on the boat. I said, all right. Yeah. So I was having a bit of fish and chips.
Oh, nice.
And
what'd you have?
Fish and chips.
No, what fish?
Well, I don't know. It's cod. And these people turned up.
Like skate.
Stop it.
Sorry.
I'm halfway through eating the chips, and I've got a mouthful of chips. And he says, this is my cousin. I sort of waved.
Curry sauce?
No. And I'm trying to digest it.
Yeah.
And said, oh, he's a singer. And the girl went,
yeah.
Oh, are ya? Oh, maybe one day we'll see you on Top of the Pops. And I waited for that line
yes.
All of my career.
Yes.
And I just got my hand up to say, I've been on top of the Pops twice.
Yeah.
There was fish and chips
coming out of your mouth.
And she went, all right. Okay, slow down, Tiger.
Mind you, there was that time it backfired on us. And that was in Ibiza. Right. We was sat round the table. That was the day of our friend Big Baby.
Oh yeah, we went to dinner
and
with Simon
sat
Cowell
opposite
and
somebody.
Simon Cowell and Nicholas Cowell,
And you started going on about been this, and we didn't realize we were sitting with somebody.
He'd
been on Top of the Pops about eight times.
That's why he was a DJ,
And you said, oh, we've been on Top of the Pops, we've been on Top of the Pops twice, giving it the usual.
Yeah. Wasn't he in KLF or something like that?
Oh, something like that.
Some dance band.
He'd been on Top of the Pops and rubbish stuff.
Yeah. That's right.
DJs.
He hadn't sung football songs like us.
Do you know, just before we talk about the Jubilee in 1977, just want to say, I listened to the top 10 this morning.
Yeah.
And
the top 10 still happens, right?
Yeah, well, I think so, yeah. Well, the top 10 on the iTunes.
Mm.
I mean, you know.
Go on.
In our day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day. You know, you used to wake up on a Monday
when
morning.
When eggs were eggs. Yeah.
And girls were girls and boys were boys.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get at it.
Yeah.
And
when trumpets were saxophones.
Oh, transphobe there and I.
Stop it.
Anyway, so used to get up in the morning, Monday morning, the Sun. You'd look at it, top 20 was always printed.
Oh, that Sun, yeah.
That Sun, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a big thing. The charts, people used to go, heard number one.
Mm.
Heard number one today. Or what's number one?
Mm.
Nobody asked that anymore.
Of course it does.
Nobody asked that. And I listened to the top 10 this morning, and I realised why. Because it is rubbish.
Well, it's a saturation, isn't it?
It's awful.
So we are saturated with music. We're not, you know, I can't remember a time. I listen to the radio a lot, and I can't remember a time where I've gone, oh, there's a great new track.
No, me neither.
That I love. And
I was discussing this with somebody else earlier last week when I was in Spain. They said, even though there's tracks that you go, oh, that was really good, that.
Yeah.
You kind of hear it, and then you don't want to hear it again.
I have just remembered one.
Yeah.
And it's only that, you know, the DJ. I'm just going to see if...
What's the matter? What are you doing? Have a look for it.
If we've got it.
Cool.
Yeah, we have got it actually.
What is this? A new one?
No, it's a track that the DJs that work with us, Charlie and Alex.
Oh yeah,
they're
yeah,
a lot younger than us, aren't they? They're 30,
yeah,
31,
nice boys.
Right?
Yeah,
nice boys.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were doing a gig, and in the interval, they played this song. Mm. I'll give it a little blast of it, and they played this song. And I thought, what are they doing? What's this?
Yeah,
it's rubbish. The place can die. And then it kicks in.
Mm.
The place goes mad.
I think I know what one you mean.
Yeah, Afraid to Feel.
Right. I've never been there.
Well, you have, and that's about the last one that I can remember. I've gone. Do you know what?
You want to hear it again?
Well, let's have a little blast of it. It's one of those that you go.
Have a look.
I'll have a little bit of this.
Go on then.
You've got to wait for it to kick in. So I don't really know where this is going to come in. There we go. We'll be right back.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, no, I see what you mean, but I did prefer it when it was the first group.
Yeah, but
I know what you mean.
Once that bass line, you know?
It obviously was a track before this, right?
It was an old track. And they're called LF System.
Yeah.
It got me when that kicked in. I thought,
gotcha.
It changes pace.
If you're in a club, that would get me.
Yeah, or it was a party. It was a party. Okay.
Excuse me.
It was a party, and strangely enough, a good friend of ours, Rob Harris, who's the guitarist for Jamiroquai.
He
played on that.
Did he?
He didn't tell me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't really hear the guitar in it. I did say to him, I can't really hear it. He said, I'm in there. I'm in there somewhere. You know, I got me feet.
Funny, isn't it?
But what I'm saying is, that's the last song
that
I can sort of go, yeah, do you know what? I quite like this. I went home and told the kids, and I said, got a great track.
Yeah,
and
they knew it.
Dad, we've been hearing that on TikTok, Toot Tuck.
TikTok, TikTok, right? Toot Tuck.
For the last sort of 6 months.
Tick, tick.
So I was a little bit late to the show.
TikTok.
Let's have a little bit of let's talk about the Jubilee. What was your in 1977?
Oh,
what happened to you?
77. That was you're talking. How do you remember that?
I remember it.
Do you remember it?
Mm.
I don't think we had a party.
No.
I don't think
didn't go to a street party.
Do you know? I was still very upset with the death of Sid James.
Right. He was 9.
Yeah.
No, you was.
Oh, devastated. Sid James, in fact, that year was awful for me. 76, 76 and 77, I lost.
So he was 11.
I lost Sid James, I lost Elvis, and I lost Bing Crosby.
You couldn't find them?
Nowhere. Oh, right. And then only years later, they said, well, they're dead. You've been looking all these years.
Yeah.
And they're in a few boxes.
They're in, mate.
No.
There was no street party in your. I mean, you had quite a busy road. Your road, didn't you? You know, in Clay.
Beechwood Gardens.
Yeah, was that where you was? You was then, right?
In 1981 for the.
On 77.
I don't really remember much about it.
Well, I'll run you past my.
Yours.
I'll run past 77 for you. Did you not have a coin or a cup?
Must have done, but
we had loads. My mum bought all the cups. She liked
that's where you get the real royal.
Yeah, I'd love to know where they are. From. I mean, why would we have thrown them away?
You wouldn't have done. They must be in an attic somewhere.
They're not. I'm the only person we've met. All my family have gone, haven't they? They've all sort of gone to the other side. So
yeah, I know. When your mum died, did you go through the attic or?
She lived in Masonair.
What about the attic in Mertwell? When you were in Mertwell?
When my dad died, yeah, we cleared out the house.
Well, you did.
It would have been, yeah, I remember exactly where
we
kept them. We kept all the plates and the cups. It was in my mum and dad's. It was actually in my dad's wardrobe.
Was it?
Yeah. It was like, mum, we ain't got no space because she had so many clothes. So, but I'll tell you what happened to me. We didn't have a street party. So my brother, who was a lot older than me, he'd got married to his wife. And her mum, Leslie,
in 77.
It was around about that time. Yeah, yeah. I think he got married in 77.
Did they really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And her mum.
Yeah.
Ruby, you know Ruby.
He must have been young.
Remember Ruby?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Ruby, no longer with us.
He must have been young, though, your brother.
He was young. Yeah.
Early 20s, like mid 20s.
Yeah,
or
20. 22.
Yeah. Early 20. That's very young, isn't it?
25, I think. Anyway, Ruby lived in Ilford.
Ruby, yeah.
Right, Ruby lived in Ilford.
Ruby.
And they're having a street party. So we go to a street party in Ilford. There's a running race. They're going to have a running race.
Yeah.
Well, I could not wait for this running race, right? I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know any kid over there. I don't know anybody. I've never been to Ilford. I think Harrison and Gibson's. It was the only time you went to Ilford, right?
And McDonald's was there.
Well, no, McDonald's wasn't there then.
No, you're right. I think
it might have popped
78,
up.
78. 78. It, yeah, it came there, yeah.
And and so I was looking forward to it. Anyway, day before, I can't walk.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Something's happened to the back of my knee.
Well, you was only 8.
I know. It was like I'd been struck down
9,
with,
sorry.
With something wrong with me.
Oh.
And I said, how's me luck? Right?
And you were 9.
Anyway.
How's me luck, you said.
I mean, this is how bad the other runners were. I won it. With one leg.
On one leg?
I won it. I got an idea the other runners were 4 and 5 and I was 9. But I won it, and it was the greatest. I'll never forget it.
Egg and spoon race and all that.
Egg and spoon race we had as well. Yeah.
Really?
And it was. I think it was. It was a sunny day.
I think it was. You always remember that. I think. Well, 76 was the famous summer, and I think 77 was quite a good summer as well.
Was 76 the drought, or 70, yeah. I thought 77 was the
76.
Drought.
76.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was hot then. I remember that. Didn't you?
I remember when you were a kid.
There was a lot of global warming that year. Wasn't there? Yeah. That's what happened. No, seriously. We was all letting off, you know, aerosol. Yeah, aerosols. Yeah.
Who are you calling an aerosol?
It'd come into fashion. Roll-ons had gone out. There's a load of your armpit hairs on them.
Yeah.
And aerosols had gone. And I'll tell you what. God, didn't the ozone heat up that year? 76. Yeah.
Well, it's heating up again, isn't it?
Well, not one person complained, did they?
No, of course not.
We complained about being hot. But nobody said, here, hold tight.
It's coming.
You didn't have old Khan, did you, then? Ugh. Khan sort of putting about, I want, clean, you know, 0.0007 of the world's pollution. I want it to increase, and I'm going to spend $558 million, and you lot are going to pay
for it.
Is
that how much it is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
Anyway, let's not talk about politics, otherwise we're going to be a couple of racist bigots again.
Exactly, don't want to do that, do we? I just detest Khan.
I don't detest him,
I detest everything that he's done for London, which is nothing.
Yeah, which is nothing.
Other than tax you. Should we play a Queen song?
Well, the Queen's a good...
yeah?
And then we'll talk about the Queen, like this new thing, with because I refuse to call Camilla... a queen, I'm sorry.
I don't think people would anyway.
Well, she's going to be.
I know, but you just call her Camilla.
There's
anyway.
A couple of things that
I don't even want to call a queen consort. A
couple of things I'm not happy about. I know you're more of a royalist than I am. Mm. But there's a couple of things that
I'm not bothered about. She doesn't harm anybody.
We've got to all pledge our alliance.
No, we haven't at all.
No, it was
a stupid little gang around the Archbishop of Canterbury that all sat down and said, we should do a pledge of allegiance, and if you want to do it, you can do it. If you don't, well, it's the same as calling Camilla Queen. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't,
I won't.
You know? It's like me calling you Dave.
Well, you can call me Dave.
All right, Dave.
Spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know the score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain. Inside my heart is breaking, my makeup may be flaking,
One of your better ones, that one?
Not my period of Queen that I particularly. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I find it quite sad.
Yeah, it was sad because we knew he was dying. I remember listening to it actually before he died, and we all knew he was ill from that. You know, he did an appearance on, I think it was the Brit Awards, 1989.
You're an encyclopedia of.
And he did. And he came on, and everyone went, "Oh, he don't look good." And
I said that about George Michael once. George Michael came out.
He looked all right, though.
You know, yeah, but I went to the Unplugged thing, a bit like what me and you went to with Elton John, that private little concert of 80 people, which you fell asleep at, at the BBC. And I was invited to go and meet George. That was with Steve Sybil. And I remember George walking out, and he'd got the French crop then, you know, when he had his haircut.
Yeah.
And I went, oh my God, he's lost so much weight. He looked gaunt.
Yeah, he looked all right though.
But this is what happens. Sometimes when you lose a load of weight, people go, you look ill. You don't look like you.
It's not a good look.
You ain't you anymore.
You lost a lot too much weight at one point.
I did, yeah, 2014.
Didn't look good.
No, I went.
Your face looks better a little bit.
Thank you.
Well, it does.
Fat.
Not fat.
Chubby.
It's the wrong word.
Right.
Chubby's the wrong word.
Filled out. Right. I prefer it to be a little bit skinnier.
I like it like that. No, it's all right.
Well,
yeah. I'll tell you about that. No, no, I don't like it. Gaunt, it's not a good look.
No, but I know certain people, you know, people that are training for the marathon, I mean, congratulations to everyone who's done the marathon. It's absolutely fantastic. It's a great
It is fantastic. I'm a little bit of a double-edged sword with that one.
Because you don't like running.
It's something to do with I don't like running. Every year someone dies.
But wait a minute. You can't on about that now. I thought about that because they want to ban the Grand National, right? Because three
don't
horses.
Ban
died.
It. I'm just you know.
Now you're saying, what, you want to ban the?
No, I don't want to ban
the marathon.
No.
Would you want to make it shorter?
No,
it's not a marathon.
I personally don't think it does you much good. I don't believe in them.
I think it's a lot of strain. But I think it was one person died, wasn't it?
But I do think it puts a lot of strain on you.
Of course it does.
You know, I mean, we know quite a few people who dropped down dead while jogging. You know, well, one. Do you remember?
it's not quite funny, well, is it?
I mean, you know, the guy who invented jogging, Jim Fix.
Yeah.
You know,
Jim Fix.
No, Jim Fix, his name was.
Right, yeah.
And it wasn't a good advert for his thing that he invented, because he died jogging.
What about the guy that invented the old, you know, the sort of electric thing that you went
The electric chair?
No, not the electric chair. The electric... What's it called? The
what?
It had
electric horse?
Two wheels, and you went along on it, and you had to balance. What were they called? Anyway, he invented it. Billionaire.
Yes.
And on his land, he was going along on it, on his own land, and went off the side of a hill and killed. Died.
Yeah. On it.
What were they called?
I don't know.
You normally do this to me.
Things you shouldn't get on.
Things you shouldn't get killed on. It's not. I mean, it's not funny, is it? But it's.
Well, I'm not laughing at him dying, but
you know, there's certain
it's a little
ways.
Bit ironic,
there's certain ways you don't want to go. I mean, Elvis went on the toilet, didn't he?
Well, he did. Yeah. Not a way. Not
how you want to be found, is it?
No. Not really. And apparently, hadn't been cleared up
right,
either.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Well, wasn't he eating a burger or something? Who eats a burger
I
on the toilet?
Think he was
anyway,
eating.
It's like
I don't
that.
Think
it's,
he was
it's
eating a,
bad,
a burger.
It's a bad thing to think about. But there's certain things you don't want to. You don't. And there's certain things you don't need to do, right? Bungee jumping. You don't need to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
Jumping out of an aeroplane.
No.
All these sort of things I used to... I'm going to be honest with you.
Jumping out of an aeroplane is a bit different to bungee jumping, I think. Well, at least it's... You know, you're jumping out of an aeroplane and then there's the bit where you know, where you level out... Then you pull the cord. That must be exhilarating.
Of course
bungee
it is.
Jumping is a little bit like, well, what's the point? Just fall out and dangle.
Yeah. Well, you spring a bit. Yeah.
Or spring a bit. Oh, it looks like. Oh, it looks awful, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. I don't care. I was meant to go go kart racing today.
Oh yeah, you like that?
I love go karts.
Yeah.
And I did have a go kart when I was about 22, 23.
That's right. I
used to race it and then got very frightened because there was an accident in front of me on one of the race days. And so, but anyway, I saw a guy at West Ham the other day.
Yeah.
And I said, "You used to race karts?" And he said, "Look, if you want to come with me,
oh.
I was going to go down to the South Coast today to a proper racetrack,
right?
125cc, do 100 mile an hour."
No, I couldn't do that.
I was going today. And
what happened?
I
We had to do this.
We had to do this and a couple of other bits and pieces. I've put it off for a couple of weeks. But it got near to it and I thought, oh, well, I love
karting. You got a little bit...
Yeah.
Did you?
Which is unlike
you.
Unlike me.
Well, you're getting older now.
Yeah, I don't want to. I want to feel that I'm fearless.
Yeah, I know, but you don't, do you?
No. I started looking at videos. We're going down this track called Lid.
You're not 25 anymore, son.
Ow. I look it. But we're going to go down this track, and he said the guy's going to give you lessons and blah, blah, blah. He said, but, you know, it's the fastest track in the South. So I started watching videos on YouTube and seeing how quick the track was. And they are picking up. They're picking up to about 90, 95. And
oh,
I was like,
God.
Yeah, I'll have some of that. You're an inch off the floor.
Mm. Oh, no.
And I thought, I'm a bit worried.
Yeah.
And my wife went, you want to be careful? I said, how careful? She went, well, not that careful, because it's got quite a big insurance policy.
Yeah.
Let's play a Prince track.
Prince.
Or do you want to play Prince Buster by Madness? Not Prince Buster.
You mean Land of Hope and Glory?
No, let's play Prince. A little bit. Let's have two sides of Prince. Prince Buster, Al Capone.
Yes.
And then a little bit of Prince, the track that you
made. No, just play them both. Come on, back to back.
Yeah, but we haven't got bundles of time.
That's all right. Okay. Back to back. Here they are, Prince and Prince Buster.
Wait a minute. Well, what one we got first? We got Prince Buster.
Prince Buster, 1968.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, have some of this. Davis, one for market.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the Bell and Sperling mix. Here we go.
Thank you, Prince.
So, Don't Call Me Scarface, that was the bit, that was the Specials bit. Don't Call Me Scarface! So, I didn't know that the Specials, I thought that was their track. I didn't know.
Did
you? No.
Or Madness covered Specials. Actually, you know The Prince by Madness?
Yeah.
It's about him. About Prince Buster.
Right.
Buster, he sold the beat. Tling, tling, tling. With a rock steady beat. Tling, tling, tling.
Yeah.
Ba, 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 ba.
Great track.
First bass line I ever learned.
Was it?
First bass line I ever learned.
People don't realise you're a good bass player, do they?
Well, they're right. I'm not a good bass player. I was all right in my time.
Yeah. I'll let you give it a good go.
Yeah.
And people don't realise I'm a great guitarist.
They don't.
Well, I'm not. I've played since I was 14 and I'm still useless. I play about the same level that I was when I was 16.
I do too, actually.
Do you feel like
that? Yeah.
I
never improved.
Rubbish, isn't it? Let's play the Prince track that you liked. I mean, we're both massive Prince fans.
Oh, no, this is a great song. This is from, I think it's 1990, I believe.
Is it?
It's a great song. Money Don't Matter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like this one.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Unlucky for him again. He never
It's a nice track. It's not my favourite.
Oh, no, it's one of my favourites.
You think so?
But I like him in that register.
Yeah.
And it sure did. I like him in his Sly Stone sort of.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like the high-pitched stuff.
It wasn't too much the high-pitched. I mean, Purple Rain's still the governor, really.
Do you know what? Love singing it. We used to sing it great.
We do it a lot, yeah.
Wasn't my favourite.
No?
That album. My favourite album of his was definitely Sign of the Times.
Yeah, Sign of the Times.
Great. I mean, that's where I thought you'd be.
Janet Jackson did a great cover of Sign of the Times.
Did she?
Yeah. I love it.
I didn't like Simple Minds version.
I can't remember that, but Janet Jackson's was really good. Was it? Really hard metal sound, like great drum.
Oh, I never heard it.
Obviously, we're playing stuff for the coronation. We're playing a bit of King, a bit of Queen, a bit of Prince, a bit of Here, There and Everywhere.
We haven't played Here, There and Everywhere, have we?
Just talk to me about your day. What day, how did you spend your day when Charles and Diana got married?
Well, that was, that was July, wasn't it? And my mum and dad, they went out with their friends, Shirley and Alan.
Shirley and Alan.
Yeah. Shirley and Alan and Ireland.
The Scherzer.
Big Shirley, lovely woman.
Big Shirley.
She was. Big Shirley.
Big Shirley. Yeah. How you doing? As Al. Is he all right?
Big Shirley
yeah.
and Al.
Yeah.
And
handsome.
In fact, that's who I went up to work for. Right. In 1984, when I left school, and nobody knew what to do with me. And my dad asked his best friend, Alan Nyman.
Yeah.
Look, Al, do us a favour. Good. Because he had a group of electronic shops.
Could my son do the shopping
could
for Big Shirley?
Could my son come up and work there? And Alan, obviously, the world...
Wait a minute, you weren't a driver for Big Shirley,
No,
you?
I wasn't a driver for Big Shirley. Shirley, she was... what's his name's name, what? Wasn't it? Big Daddy, was it?
Shirley Crabtree. Did she look like... No.
A little bit. No, she didn't. Big Shirley was lovely.
Right.
Yeah. When you
say big, was she tall?
What?
Was she tall?
Well, yeah, she was a big woman, you know. She was a lovely woman.
I mean, what are you saying? Like, she's...
She's on the big side.
Yeah,
but she was lovely.
Big dresses.
Very attractive.
Yeah, right.
Very attractive woman.
Right.
Big show.
Yeah.
I'm only saying Big
What was
Shirley.
Al? Was Al small? Was he small? I've got a picture of him being tiny.
No. Al was smaller.
Yeah.
But still, you know, packed a bit.
But they've been eating a lot then.
Yeah, they were quite...
Right. What did Shirley do?
What do you mean, what did she do?
What did she work as?
Oh, I don't think she worked. She was...
Oh, right.
She was a kept woman.
Lazy woman.
Al had plenty of money, didn't
he? Right, did he?
He used to run a string of shops. Eurocalc.
Oh, right.
Do you remember Eurocalc? It was in Tottenham Court Road.
Yes.
Eurocalc. Yeah. Well, he owned it with his two brothers.
Yeah, like, was that money?
No, money. Eurocalc was, they were the first, they were one of the first, I've told the story before where I worked for and I worked for the keyboard section.
Oh, the keyboard section.
The keyboard section. And I sold a PF-15 for £600, less than I should have done. I felt sorry for the bloke. And then got demoted to the stockroom.
I remember that story, yeah.
Yeah, got demoted to the stockroom.
Yeah.
And then I went on an errand. Never come back. Really? Never went back.
So Big Al.
Anyway,
Big Al and Shirl with us still.
No, I don't know about Big Shirl, but Big Al went about the same time as my dad, 2007.
Mm.
Yeah, no, lovely fella though.
And so you lost touch with Shirl.
Sorry,
you lost touch with
well,
Big Shirl.
Well, no, we lost touch with Shirley. Sort of around about that time. Really.
Shirley, if you're listening.
Yeah,
get in touch. Yeah.
If you're still alive. Yeah. I think she...
If you're not alive, don't get in touch.
No, don't bother.
I mean, leave it. Just
yeah, just leave
it. You obviously got a lot on your plate, as you used to anyway.
Yeah, she did have an awful lot on her plate. Well, I do remember one day.
Anyway, what did you do at the Jubilee?
Oh, anyway, my mum and dad were out with Shirley and Al.
The wedding.
Big Shirley and Al. Mm. And so there was a street party.
Mm.
And me and my mates, of course, we had a group at the time. Mm. Well, we were 15. And we did a first gig.
Right.
Yeah. Remember it was great.
Yeah.
Really good. So first time I heard Roxanne by the Police.
Yeah, nice.
Blew me away.
Yeah. And so what was that, your original lineup of your band?
Well, that was me, there was Steve, Julian. Yeah, me, Steve, Julian and Mike. Yeah.
So
minus the keyboard player, we got Julian Black.
Yeah.
Who we got later on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well,
it was good.
My day.
Go on.
Our next door neighbour had a party.
Right. Well, not a street party.
No, he didn't have a street party. He had a party.
Yeah.
Next door neighbour, and we sort of the kids weren't really allowed.
Oh.
But I remember us all watching.
Was you about 12?
I think I was. 13, yeah, 12,
13. 12, 12, 13.
I was in love with her, Diana. I just thought
was
amazing.
She really?
And I remember, it was like you know, your childhood crush.
Okay.
And I remember
she never really did it for me in that way.
On my bike, going down on my bike, down to the shop.
On your bike.
On my grifter.
Yeah.
Going down to the shop down at Hainault to get some sweets.
Another shops.
Yeah, down the shops. And just thinking about Diana. I was infatuated with her.
Wow. You didn't crash, did you?
Didn't crash. I was stuck in third gear. As you can well imagine.
It's a song, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like we're always stuck in second gear.
No, it was third gear.
Oh, no, it's, that's Friends, isn't it?
Yeah.
Third gear, sorry.
And yeah, I was infatuated with her. But my mum and dad, I remember us sort of looking over the fence.
Oh, yeah.
At the party.
Yes.
And me and my mates were like, we weren't allowed.
No.
But my mum and dad were having a jolly up.
Oh, yeah.
And all the neighbours were involved, apart from the kids. Really.
Why not the kids? I suppose they wanted to have adult fun.
Adult fun, yeah. I mean, they all had their clothes on and stuff, so weren't one of those dudes.
No.
But it was, yeah, I mean, I just remember just being infatuated with her.
Yeah.
So she must have had such a, you know...
What? Go on.
I don't know, just an impression on young people.
Well, she did, didn't she?
Yeah.
It was the big the hairdo and the...
Yeah.
The shy kind of look.
Yeah, looking out the sort of top of you there. Yeah. Eyes, yeah.
I must say, she never... No.
No? Not for you? And you know me, I quite like brunettes.
Yeah,
I do. You know, I thought that she was a bit of a, you know... She was...
Should we get another song in?
Well, we haven't got long, but let's have a little bit of this.
Go on.
Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
This is lovely.
Good band, aren't they?
Guys, not a bad band.
Yeah.
And this is the scene in the Apocalypse Now.
Go on.
If anybody... Oh, when all the helicopters.
Yeah.
The choppers, the Chinooks. The Chinooks. What are they called?
Chinooks.
The Chinooks.
Yeah. The double...
Yeah.
Double propellers, yeah. Stop it. What are you doing for the Saturday coronation?
I'll be honest with you, it's just not interested.
You not?
Nah, I'm not really, Sam.
I've got to sing at Spurs.
Oh, well, that's all right.
I mean, fancy having a football match on that day?
It's because no one really cares anymore.
What, about Spurs?
No, that's absolutely true.
It's true, isn't it?
No one cares about Spurs.
I'm not funny. Me and you could manage Spurs.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah. What's going on?
It is a bit. It's.
Who are they
going
to get?
It's shocking. That and Chelsea. Anyway, let's not worry about it. We didn't get time to talk about the football, which is a bit of a shame.
I'm quite pleased.
I've quite enjoyed tonight's show.
Have you? Really? Yeah, so have I.
Yeah, it's funny. Big Shirley, if you're out there.
Big Show, if you're still here, get in touch.
You've been listening to Bell and Sperling with.
Him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. Have a wonderful weekend. Coronation weekend.
Coronation Street.